Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, February the 9th, 2024, or February, which is how it should be pronounced. Here we are, 14 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan and Carrington Nelson on this getaway Friday night. What a beautiful day it has been weather-wise for mid-February, Matt.
I know it. It was so nice out today. It's funny because like as soon as we walked outside this morning, the first thing I said when we stepped outside is, "Man, it is nice."
Well, because we both got here about I got here a little earlier than you, but you got here you got here about 8 o'clock this morning. I got here about 7:30-ish, and it wasn't bad at that point of the day, but it certainly wasn't what it became. And when we left here about 1 o'clock, I don't think you or I had been out of the building at that point. It was beautiful.
I don't think so either, but it was nice outside. Yeah, no, like I honestly thought about when we left about going fishing for a little bit.
Really? Fishing?
Fishing.
You know what I thought about doing? I thought about going to the quarry because I haven't been there since spring, summer, something last year, and going on one of the trails.
I didn't know there were trails at the quarry.
Oh, there are trails at the quarry.
I'm not going to lie to you.
That's a thing to do. You get a lunch, you go to the quarry, you go on the trails, then you have lunch.
I go to the tall grass trail sometimes. That's always nice.
The tall grass trail's okay. But the quarry's where it's at for me. I like the quarry. Because the quarry's got two different sides, and the trails are fascinating back through there.
I like to go to the tall grass trails because there's a pond there, so you don't have to walk very far in. But once you walk far enough in, you know, there's that pond, and then I like to go fish in that pond.
Well, see, I'm when it comes to fishing, if somebody asks me to go, I'll go. But, you know, it's never something I'm going to suggest. I'll never be the ringleader of fishing. I'll go along, okay.
Fishing's pretty good. I don't know what you got to do.
I think it is peaceful, but it wouldn't be something that I would suggest.
See, a lot of people think fishing is boring, but like, it's not so much about the fishing, and it's more about, like, if you're by yourself, it's more about the where you are when you're fishing. It's just nice to be out and about, you know? It's just peaceful to fish. But if you're with a group of people, it's more about who you're fishing with, and then spending time with those people, and then the actual fishing part is just a byproduct of when you actually get a bite.
You know, we will not do a show for another 7 days, another radio program like this one. So it's kind of interesting because this is a big week when you think of events that we have talked about and went through here. Because on Sunday it's the big Swift Bowl number one coming up, and then we have, otherwise known as the Super Bowl, of course, and then we have Valentine's Day on Wednesday, which, you know, that's the mother of all love holidays. So a lot going on before we get together to do this again. Of course, we'll do the television taping. Oh, on Love Night. Won't that be exciting?
You know, I'm not a huge fan.
You don't have plans to touch anybody on Wednesday night, do you?
No.
I'm not touch anybody.
Why? No, he's the toucher.
What? Oh, that's
he's
true.
He's the toucher. The love language is touch.
No, I'm not a big fan.
Reach out and touch anybody on Wednesday.
I'm not a big fan of the Valentine's Day.
Of the Valentine's Day. Not just Valentine. Throw a the in there. I like it.
Yeah, I was talking about how we're going to record on Wednesday, and I was thinking, I was like, oh, that's a holiday. I wonder if they'll reschedule. And then I was like, oh, no. I remember.
Wonder, do you have plans?
I don't.
We can?
I have work. That's my plan.
We can free you up if you like.
Yeah, thank you. You guys are so sweet.
Well, for Valentine's Day, if you have to go somewhere and get some chocolate or something.
Yeah, I'll let you know if anything comes up.
But no plans so far?
Nothing in the books as of right now.
Well, that's a shame. Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I'm fine. Don't worry.
I had plans I had to cancel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you're dedicated to this radio show.
Well, I mean, Valentine's Day. It's not Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I can do whatever needs to be done during the day.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter if it's like 8 p.m. or later.
No, what happens?
Holiday's over.
Nothing good happens when the dark goes, when the lights go out on Valentine's Day. When the dark comes, nothing good's going to happen at that point.
That's for sure.
That's a bad time on Valentine's Day.
At least we'll be safe in here.
From all those crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
Those crazy love people with flowers and chocolates.
And they're the one.
Oh, they're the one. Absolutely. They're the one. Never met anybody like you before.
You know, they can't see when you roll your eyes like that.
Oh, they know I'm rolling my eyes. They know I'm rolling my eyes at home. They know it. Oh, that is so pathetic. You know, that's how I see people who do that, that they're pathetic. I mean, I hate to say that, but it through my mind immediately, pathetic, pathetic, pathetic. That's what happens.
Right. It's like not everybody could be this alone and happy.
I think you're confused. It's not about alone.
See, okay, so there's a difference between being alone and being
dumb.
Yeah, sure. Okay, there's a difference between being alone and lonely. Okay, you can
exactly.
You can be like alone, not have a significant other,
I know,
and
I
not
can
be
say lonely.
Lonely.
I said alone and happy. Not
but
everybody's
no, it's,
as
it's not. It's you're
able.
Not. That sounds lonely though. It's not lonely.
Okay, so single by choice and happy? Is that what you're...
Yeah.
Is that a better phrase?
Yeah, because okay. you don't have time for that nonsense.
Gotcha.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, hey. I just got out of... Valentine's Day's coming up. I just got out of my first relationship about New Year's.
No, wait, you just got out of your first relationship. Now define that for me.
Well, it wasn't anything, like, big on paper, I guess. We were together for, like, a month and a half, but it was big.
It must have been a heartbreaker after that month and a half. That probably was very devastating for you.
Yeah, well, it was my first relationship. Like,
well, how old are you?
I'm 20.
And this was your first relationship?
Yeah, I'm a very, introverted guy.
Well, hey, you know what?
Congratulations.
To each their own. So you yeah. struck. Was this? Because I don't want to presume anything at this point in time. Was this a girl?
Yes.
Okay. Now, so basically, you were with this girl over the holidays.
Yeah. It kind of got complicated in December.
Oh, what? You know, like Christmas? You had to buy her a gift?
No. We were on a break during then.
So you couldn't even make it a month and a half without a break.
Yeah.
Why were you on a break? Do tell.
Okay. So we met through a mutual friend, and things were going good.
Was she the one?
I'm 20, and it was a month and a half relationship, so I'm not like, no, she was not the one.
Okay.
Have
you ever met anybody like her before?
Like, no, not really, not in that way, I guess.
Okay, well, good. I just wanted to I wanted to cover that.
But we were kind of mid-distance, too. She was an hour away. We're both in college. And she didn't have a car on campus. I did, so, like, it was always me driving to see her. And things were going really good. You know, every time I, like, saw her, you know, I make plans. I do, like, my best to spoil her.
So you were putting on the show.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The man who tells the truth.
I gotta pull out all the stops.
Pull out those stops. But, that's right. Lure them in.
But things were going really good. One of the weird things is that she went by location, which I kind of thought was, I don't know. I've never been in relationships. So I didn't really know the norm, but I think just felt weird. I was like, well, I guess it's a good sign that things are going well. Then I guess. But then she early December, she spends the night at my place.
Oh.
And kind of the morning after, I was like, okay, like, we've been together a month and a half. We have the exclusive.
Wait a second here. So let me understand this. You got into a relationship now. When did this thing start?
Like, the first date was late October.
Late October. And by early December... She comes over the night before.
Yeah, this was her second night over.
Well, the second... When did the first night over happen?
It was mid-November, kind of earlier.
2 weeks in.
Like, it was probably like 3 weeks in.
Was she there the next morning?
Yes, yes.
So you guys stayed up playing Twister all night, right?
Yeah. The morning after of the second night she's over, I ask her to be my girlfriend, kind of make things official, I guess.
And it's good after two nights you want to slap an official on that. I think that's admirable of you.
Yeah. And as I'm, like, talking and being like, hey, like, I've been really enjoying my time with you, her dad starts calling her. And he calls her once, and she's like, it's no big deal, like, continue. I finish my thing. She's like, well, and I kind of get the gist that, you know, she wasn't ready to be official. But her dad calls her again, and this is when we start, like, freaking out. Apparently, her parents track her location, and I'm an hour away, so they saw that she was an hour away, and we both start, like, freaking out, and, you know, I have to drive her back to her dorm, which is an hour away, so we do all of that. And she kind of had, like, a rocky relationship with her parents in the first place, so I was kind of, like, I felt really bad that I might have, like, messed things up in that, like, circumstance. And then I drop her off. She texts me, like, late that night. She's like, hey, like, my parents are just super pissed, and it's whatever. Like, yeah, and we don't talk.
We can understand this, though, can't we?
What?
We can understand why they might be ticked.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're 20. How old is she? She's 22?
Yeah, she's also 20.
Okay, good.
And her birthday was during the time we were together. So, she spent her birthday with me. And then she got, like, a nose piercing, which was on her birthday, and I was with her during all of that. I mean, I like to think I was through, like, some kind of life things with her, even for, like, a short amount of time. But, anyway, after that night of the same day of her parents figuring this out, and her parents know of me, so they probably, like, connected the dots between, you know, she has a friend that goes to X school, and she just got caught being at X school, spending the night. We don't talk to each other for 2 days, pretty much, after the whole... she got caught. And I didn't text her, really, and she didn't really text me, so it wasn't like I texted her and then she never responded. But we had a phone call 3 days after everything. She's like, hey, I think it would just be best if we were friends. And I was like, all right, like, I got the sign, so I was like, okay, like, we're done. Like, this is over. Like, that's kind of the, you know.
So you didn't even want to be friends, is what you're saying?
I wanted to be friends, and I think that's, like, we both kind of came to that conclusion. Like, yeah, like, we can be friends, whatever, but I kind of took it as, like, she's breaking up with me of whatever we were, and she wants to, you know, move on, whatever. But then 4 days later, after that phone call, we call again, and she tells me that she has feelings for me, which I didn't really... Like, I told her that I had feelings for her, so, because I did.
Did you use the L word at any point?
No.
Oh, good.
it wasn't there, but, like, you know, feelings enough to really, like, I cared about her. So she told me that, and then I was kind of whatever, but I was just like, I don't really know how to process that. So that's when I initiated the break, which was, like, 2 weeks, and she was going... to another country with her family for vacation. So I don't know. It was like, okay, she's going away. I didn't want to bother her during that time anyway, especially if I was, like, public enemy number one with her parents. So the 2 weeks pass, and I text her pretty much when the 2 weeks end, like the day after, and I don't hear from her for 3 days. And then one of her friends is throwing a thing for New Year's Eve. And I get invited. And so right when I kind of got the okay that, like, I can go to that, I hear from her. And she's like, oh, hey, sorry, my phone died, like, my phone broke over break. Like, when I was in this other country, so when I came, I couldn't talk to anyone when I came back, and, like, none of my stuff was loading. And I kind of, she lies to her parents, and I kind of got the gist that she was lying to me, because I'm, like, an IT guy, and some of the stuff she was saying just didn't really, like, add up.
Well, I always say, if an IT guy can't tell that you're lying, nobody can.
Right. But, yeah. So, I was like, okay, whatever. And I had a buddy that was going through a lot during that time, so she wasn't, like, my main priority, I guess, at the time. But when I got the okay to go to that New Year's Eve thing, I shot her a text. I was like, hey, like, if it's awkward for me to go to this, and, like, you know, you don't want this, because it was more of her friend than it was my friend. I was like, you know, feel free to, like, I basically just said, is it cool if I go? And she was like, yeah, no, it's totally fine. So I end up going. I'm with a buddy, and it's in this, like, small dorm room, like, the size of, like, a walk-in closet. Like, this thing is tight. And there's, like, five of us total. And basically, she was setting up a, like, online dating profile, like, with all of her friends and, like, in front of me. And I was just like, man, that hurt. I just got in my car, and then I have family in Southeast Ohio, and I just drove to them, and it's like an hour drive, but that's where I was when the ball dropped.
This was New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
What were you crying? Was this a terribly sad moment?
Yeah, I freaked out, like, not in front of them or anything. And also, when I went to the party, I brought a box of cookies, and so I kind of, like, had to step out of the room. I kind of just left the dorm building, kind of, like, freaked out. My buddy was still in there, and I was just, like, I kind of just vented to him. He, like, told him that he needed to step out. We ended up talking. I collect myself, go up, get my box of cookies, and I drive to family.
Well, that'll show him. Take your cookies with you.
Yeah, exactly. That was kind of the message I wanted to send.
That's a strong message, let me tell you.
But, yeah, so I kind of had a moment of weakness getting in my car, and I texted her, and I was like, hey, do you want to get coffee sometime this week?
So from the building to the car, you had a moment of weakness?
From getting my cookies to getting into my car.
This took like 15, 10 minutes? What are we talking about here?
The whole thing, from the moment, like, she set up the dating profile in front of me to me leaving was probably, like, 30 minutes, 45 30 minutes.
All right. So you hit, let's go get some coffee.
Yeah, and I never hear from her. So I just kind of took that, and I was wondering so many things, and 3 weeks later, I text her, and I basically asked for closure. And she was like, she texted me, she's like, closure on what? And I was just like, okay, like, this is how this is going to be. And so basically the conversation kind of ended up going nowhere. She's like, I don't understand, like, I told you I just wanted to be friends. And I was just like, all right. So it kind of, like, the conversation kind of went nowhere. I kind of got the closure I needed from that conversation because she was just so, like, she was kind of just a jerk.
I guess all her feelings had rolled out there in that period, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I kind of got this theory that her parents are the ones that told her that, like, she couldn't talk to me or something, or, like, she couldn't do anything ever again with, like, you know, she just couldn't see me. Because her parents are super strict, and they're, like, a different ethnicity than I am. So I was just wondering if there was some, like, contention between that. But I still have that feeling that, like, I really screwed up the situation. And that's, like, the one thing I'm having hard time moving past.
Well, how do you feel you screwed up the situation here? Well, what did you do?
Well, she got caught with me. Like, her parents. And the first time she stepped in at my place, her parents saw that, but they thought it was, like, a bug in the system or something. But they, like, screenshotted it because I guess they were suspecting her of, like, lying if it were to happen again. So she's got...
This girl's 20, right? Girl's 20? Don't you think this is a little past the point where you should be tracking your kids?
Yeah, I've had that conversation with her, but it kind of makes sense. She's an only child, and I, you know, her parents are first-gen immigrants, so, like, they're from another country, and she's the only daughter, only child, so I feel like, it wasn't super far-fetched, I guess.
So I guess my question is, what is the problem?
I mean, the problem for me is, like I said, like, I feel like I screwed something up, and I'm still having, and this was my first breakup, so, like, I hope this is, like, this is not the worst it's going to be for me, probably, but with the amount of time I spent with her and the whole breakup thing, this is probably, like, the worst it'll be when it comes to, like, what was and what is, I guess.
Well, let me tell you what you just experienced. Let me lay this on you here. You just experienced a normal relationship. That's how they go. In the beginning, you put on the show, you get her to do whatever you want her to do, and then you do that, and then you talk about feelings, and then it comes in for a landing, and it's over. She's no longer the one, and you'll have to meet somebody else you've never met any like before. Because here's what happened. That's just a typical relationship. Yours seemed to happen a lot quicker than most people's, like the six-week period thing's a little quick. But that's how relationships go. They come and they go. They're like the weather.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know this is kind of like run-of-the-mill, but like since she was my first girlfriend, first kiss, like my feelings, I guess, were just a little more inflated than they would normally be.
Well, and I don't want to make any presumptions here, but now you're 20 years old and this was your first kiss?
Yeah.
So you kind of went... forgive me, but you kind of rounded the bases quick there at 20 years old, it seems like.
Yeah, well, we didn't play Twister all the way, I guess.
Well,
none of that was, like, taken, you know? She took my K card, but not my B card.
Well, I'm glad you straightened that. I'm glad you straightened that out for us, because, you know, those are things that I probably need to know. Now, here's what I feel when doing a talk show at a point like this, when we reach a point like this in the talk show. Here's what I feel like. I feel like maybe, so you're upset at this point?
I guess I'm kind of frustrated at her, because...
Let it go.
Yeah,
just let it go.
And that's,
block her.
That's what I'm having a lot of trouble with.
No. Just let it go. This all, you know, you still have your cards intact. And I think at this particular point in time, you just have to realize it was her. It wasn't you.
Yeah.
You sound like a nice enough guy.
Yeah, I like to think so.
Yeah, you seem fine to me. So here's what I would do. I know it's hard to get it off your mind. Obviously, here we are in February and Valentine's Day. But just get her, say, listen, she is missing out on hanging out with you, and that's the way it goes. Take your cookies to some other girl.
Yeah, yeah. They were my grandma's cookies, too, so I wasn't cheaping.
Oh, so you brought your grandma's cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you opened up here tonight, because I find this story just highly fascinating. And I think, you're welcome. And I think that what you did here was very interesting. I mean, you didn't think she was the one, did you?
No, I wasn't. I was definitely in the process of falling for this girl, but I never got there, I guess.
Well, I can understand.
If that makes sense.
It sounds like there was a lot of folderol in this relationship, to be honest with you. It's like there was a lot of problem.
It took me kind of a while after, like a little bit, I guess, to realize that I was only ever really happy when I was with her, and she wasn't, like, the best communicator to where, like, it just wasn't really that enjoyable. Like, you know, I've talked to my parents about this, and they're saying, like, yeah, it should never be this stressful, like, that early.
Well, and you always want what you don't have. Now, see, you didn't want her when you had her, and now you don't have her, you want her.
It's not that I didn't want her when I had her. It's just that it was very stressful.
Well, I can understand that. There's a lot of stuff that went on there in that 90-day period, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, so your problem is you're upset that Valentine's Day is coming up and she's gone?
Oh, no. Like I said, she was my first relationship. So, like, this Valentine's Day will probably just be like every other Valentine's Day for me.
Not
especially bummed about that, I guess.
No, what area do you live in?
I'm originally from Columbus. And then I go to a school in the Dayton area.
Dayton. Good.
Yeah.
Well, here, you know, don't worry about it. Just let it go. It's over. I mean, it's easier said than done, I understand. But, yeah. You know, are you going to a Super Bowl party, something like that?
No, I don't have anything planned for that Sunday.
What about Valentine's Day? Got anything going on that day?
I got, like, a club meeting for school, and that's about it.
Oh. Well, you know, I don't know. Go over to Grandma's, I guess, maybe?
Yeah, I'll figure something out.
Yeah, you'll have a good time. Listen to a repeat of this show.
Okay.
Yeah, and sometimes hearing it again will help bring you up to speed on these things. Do you enjoy the program?
What program? Oh, this?
Yeah, this here. We like to call this a program. So, you know, I don't know what you would call it.
Yeah, no, I enjoy you guys.
Well, good. I'm glad. Do you guys have anything to add to this?
I just think that you could find somebody that doesn't make a dating profile in front of you.
Yeah, I think that was pretty rough.
Yeah, this is where I don't...
Yeah.
I think that maybe it's not her parents' fault if she's making a dating profile in front
of you. That's what I'm thinking. And the phone thing is a little suspicious. It's like your phone coincidentally broke for 2 weeks and you were just out there. Like, it's 2024. Like, grow up. You did not just break your phone for 2 weeks and sit there and, like, not have a phone. Sorry,
yeah,
I don't buy
also,
it.
I didn't contact her during that supposed time her phone broke. And... So I didn't really understand that lie, but I guess it was for the, like, oh, this is why it wasn't working either, like, when I got back. So.
Yeah, it just sounds like she's a compulsive liar and has, like, parent issues, and she's making a dating profile in front of you. So, like, there's plenty of things we can focus on to help get over this one, I hope.
And when I brought up that, like, you know, when she made an online dating profile in front of me that, like, you know, hurt me, she was like, oh, that was never my intention. And she kind of apologized for that. But it was just like...
It's like, why are you making a dating profile at a New Year's Eve party?
And it's just like, are you really that inconsiderate?
Yeah, but you also invited a guy you were kind of talking to. That just seems...
Send a note. Send her a note.
Don't send her a note.
Yeah. Send her a note.
No, it's over.
No, send her a note. Send her a note.
I kind of already did that.
But what'd you say in the note?
Well, I just told her how... It was kind of when... I just told her how, like, what she did and how it made me feel. Because,
good for you.
I don't know, I wanted to learn from all of this. Because, you know, at the end of the day, this has been, like, a good experience for me.
What have you, like, learned?
Well, I think I learned to pick up some red flags earlier. And I think I'll be better at not getting myself in this position later on. So, and I just learned a lot about myself and, like, what I'm like in relationships. So... Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we learned a lot about you tonight, too.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I appreciate your honesty here pre-Valentine's Day like this.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, and hopefully you continue to listen.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You guys have a good night.
You too.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Well, how do you follow that up?
That is the perfect pre-Valentine's Day story.
Well, there you go. That's love for you.
Yeah. You guys are like, this is perfect. This is
what
love
is. Well, that's what it is. That's exactly love right there. That was it. Bam.
That was such a terrible example.
It was like a microcosm of what every relationship ends up being.
Yes, that's it. All that boy experienced was what a typical relationship is.
Matt, what part made you fall out of your chair laughing?
Don't say it. Don't say it again. I can't hear it again. I don't want to hear it again.
Okay, fine.
It was funny.
Why do you
want to
hear that again?
I forgot what it was.
Oh, you did not forget.
I did.
That's...
I couldn't focus on what was going on because Matt fell out of his chair. He was rolling around.
That guy was an oversharer, is what happened there. He overshared.
He was being authentic.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Oh, there is something wrong with that. Let me tell you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That part was oversharing. Now, the rest of it was fine, but I didn't need to know all that.
Wait. Was it the pee card?
Hey.
Wait, pee doesn't even make sense. Okay, never mind. I got it.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's coming back to me now.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It is.
God
I'm regaining
almighty.
Consciousness.
You know, at the end of the day, there's no such thing as a loss so long as you learn something from it.
No, he lost something there.
Oh, he learned something.
He lost. he didn't lose all the cards, but he lost at least one we are aware of. He didn't lose them all.
It's true.
God almighty.
Okay, anyway.
I didn't say it. Don't look at me.
No, I just saw you write
that wouldn't
something.
Be on my agenda of things to talk about.
I know. I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
Jeez. Okay. How about that Super Bowl coming up on Sunday?
Hey!
Make Super Bowl predictions.
Speaking of, I don't know if it was while he was talking or before, but the sorry, my head broke. The Chiefs signed another player.
For Sunday?
I can't tell you because then you'll have three.
No, come on.
Anyway, the Super Bowl's coming up, and it's not even about the Super Bowl this year. It's all about Taylor Swift and will she be in the halftime show and what's going to happen. Will she be in a Super Bowl commercial? What do you think? We know what you think. You're wrong, but go ahead.
I don't think she'll be. I mean, she might be in a Super Bowl commercial, but I don't know. I doubt it.
She'll be a part of that halftime show, guaranteed. She's coming back from Tokyo on Saturday. But she'll be a part of the halftime show.
I was just going to support Travis.
I don't think she's going to be a part of the halftime show.
Yeah. I don't think she is either.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, ha ha ha.
Won't be the last.
That's for sure.
But no, it is true. She's going to be a part of the halftime show because it's the biggest, most watched music performance of the year. She's already going to be at the game. It would be silly not to have that happen.
I'd put money on the fact that she's not going to be in the halftime show.
They are not.
Let's
just
put money on it.
They are not just going to let her go sit up in the box.
How confident are you, dollar amount, though?
Listen, are you trying to break a law or something?
No, I'm just trying to.
Does this look like a sports gambling money.
It's not sports gambling. It's Taylor Swift gambling. Come on, now.
You think she's not going to perform at the halftime?
No.
What about? How about we'll come up with something here?
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, because, you know, deeds are more important than
money. Can we shave your head?
No, we're not going to shave my head. Are we going to shave your head?
No, we're not shaving my head, obviously.
Let's shave your head.
Because that would be detrimental for years. It would take, what, maybe a month to fix your hair?
Well, what am I supposed to do in that month?
Wear a hat. Wear a hat. You'll be fine.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Do you guys have any good ideas?
It's going to be something equal to losing your hair.
Oh, so much is riding on the Super Bowl.
Think about it. But anyway, I don't even give
money, like $50. Is that equivalent to your hair?
No. I told you, deed. You got to do something.
Oh, my gosh. It's all the acts of service. Acts of service.
That's my love language, actually. It's acts of service.
It's acts of service.
But and not phony baloney acts of service. I want real acts of service. Now, the point is that the Super Bowl is irrelevant at this particular point because it is about Taylor Swift. It will be the most watched Super Bowl in recent years, and that's the way it is.
It'll be the most watched Super Bowl, maybe, but I don't think that it's the Taylor Swift Bowl, and I don't think that it's overshadowed by Taylor Swift now. I think the people, it's too late for that.
The Chiefs are favored by 76%.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. but the people the people who watch the sport before Taylor Swift still care about the football. I don't think they care about the Taylor Swift.
I'm not denying that. I think you're missing the point again. I think the point is that this Super Bowl, yeah, the football purists are going to watch it for the football. They watch it for the football every year. But the people who are coming in from the outside are what is the story, that nobody who is not playing in the game has ever brought a crowd in to a game and dominated the news cycle like she has. And to act like that's not a story is unbelievable. I mean, she's dominating the news cycle right now, and we're less than two days away from the Super Bowl. Will she perform in the halftime show? Will she be in a Super Bowl commercial? Will she get proposed to? Will she endorse Joe Biden? That's the story. It's irrelevant who wins this game. That's not what will be the story Monday. The Chiefs can't lose. If they win, that's the story. If they lose, it's her consoling him on the field. That's the story. It's bizarre, but it's true.
You see, I mean, I think the Chiefs would disagree that if they lost, they still win. I think the Chiefs very much understand that if they lose, they lose.
The other players. Him, not so much.
Well, I mean, I think he understands, too. I think he wants that ring just as much as everybody, as well as, like, if he wins, I'm not sure what it is, but I guarantee you he has an incentive on his contract that if they win the Super Bowl, he gets paid X amount of dollars.
Yeah, but I told you the Custodians could be playing the Chiefs this year. It's the same thing. 49ers have become irrelevant in this game. It doesn't mean anything. The story, there will be a story the next day about the Chiefs, win, lose, or draw, period, because of her.
I think there'll also be stories about the 49ers.
If they win. If they lose, no story.
Well, if they lose, there wouldn't be a story anyways.
But if the Chiefs lose, there is a story.
It would be more of like a why they lost.
I'm sorry it's turned out this way. I don't understand why it's turned out this way, but it has turned out this way. Go ahead.
I don't have anything to say.
At all?
I know your opinions on this. I'm really sitting over here trying to think about what I could do that's equivalent to you shaving your head.
She's still thinking.
I'm also trying to think of a third Chiefs player, so like my mind's really preoccupied at this.
Do you know we're doing a show?
I mean, your
cell phone went off during that man's very heartfelt story. What was that all about?
I'm sorry. It was
how unprofessional.
Get off
where
my
was,
back.
Where was your broadcast integrity there?
Matt fell out of his chair during his story.
Well,
so I don't want to hear it.
Because something went down. I mean, I could.
He was too engaged, some may say.
I didn't want to hit my head. I might have fallen out of my chair.
I wasn't ready for it. And then I just, you know, I died.
Yeah, it was a moment.
It was good.
I won't forget that moment. But you have nothing to say about this. What is the feeling? I have said I understand her popularity. I understand that she's dominating the news cycle. I don't understand why people follow her like that, but they clearly do. And to not recognize that is silly.
I just don't think that she's going to perform in the Super Bowl. I don't think she wants to take Travis's thunder. So I feel
too late.
Like,
too late.
Just by existing.
That ship has sailed.
That is not her fault. I don't think so.
The pastor and I both said today, because we're not football guys, we had no idea who he was until he started dating her. Now, that should tell you something.
I mean, I also said earlier, sorry, Carrington, it was a diss on you kind. I also said, but Carrington knew who he was before Taylor Swift, and I think that says something.
Mm-hmm, I did.
But I don't think it does say anything.
Why not?
Because you know oddball things that
I mean,
probably
like,
don't.
I just asked her to name three players on the Chiefs.
She couldn't do it.
She couldn't do it?
So why did you know him beforehand?
My dad and my brother are really into football.
Well, that's a reason.
So that's
there you
kind
go.
Of why.
There you go.
Okay, well, that counts, I guess.
Yeah.
Although my sister could name him.
Well, does she spend a lot of time around? You guys don't have the best relationship from what I understand.
It's okay.
She's away at school. She's busy.
It's not awful.
Anyway, I don't want to get into that. We don't need more drama tonight. Any more family drama. But any...
Sorry, the bugs.
There were no bugs there.
I promise the bug was there. It was on my
microphone.
Why
are you so moody tonight?
I'm not moody.
Why are you so moody? Here we are.
You started accusing me of being moody.
Is she moody, Matt? No, don't wait. No, it's just because Matt doesn't call you out on it, but I do.
I mean, you kind of said that you didn't have anything to say about the whole Taylor Swift.
Yes, we're doing a talk show, in case you didn't notice.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Your phone went off during the man's heartfelt... rendition of his story there.
I'm sorry.
You're blank staring over there. I mean, this
I'm
is
trying,
unprofessional
I'm trying
behavior.
I'm trying to think of what would be similar to you shaving your head for me. Like $100? Is that how much you want?
Again, no money.
It has to be an act of service.
Yeah.
I can make you something. Do you want... What food do you want?
I don't think you understand that shaving the head is not equivalent to like baking cookies.
Okay, I can make you a cake. I can decorate it really cool, too. I'll be like Scott Spears on the cake.
Well, that just seals the deal.
That changes things, right?
Work on it. Work on it.
Okay, I know. I'm trying. I'm sorry. I'm mentally preoccupied.
With what?
This.
There you go itching again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Anyway.
It's the bugs in this room.
It's not the bugs. It's a whole other thing, but... Go ahead. What already got met. that's all for the Super Bowl? I thought we were going to make predictions.
Okay, we can make predictions.
We have to make predictions.
Yeah, we can make predictions. All right, okay. I think the 49ers are going to win, and I think the score is probably going to be like 30-24.
Now, what about this 13 drama we talked about earlier? Taylor Swift's favorite number is 13, and apparently if you take the Super Bowl numbers and add them up, that's 13. This is the 13th time she's been at a game. We'll be at the Super Bowl. What was the other 13 we learned about today? All these 13s going around this game. The date is the 13th when you add it up.
Also,
add it up?
Yeah, February the... What is it?
The 11th.
The 11th.
2-11.
2-11, 13. And
just disregarding the year for this theory.
Right, and Super Bowl is what Super Bowl?
58.
13.
Oh.
And it's the 13th time she's been in a televised game and all this
The
nuts.
Devil works hard, but Taylor Swift works harder, let me tell ya.
Wait, in this story, is Taylor Swift heaven?
Yeah, I was just like, it's a saying. Like, the devil
That's
works hard.
That's a saying?
Hard. Yeah, I've heard it about Kris Jenner typically, but yeah, it's a saying.
Kris Jenner?
Yeah.
The transvestite?
No, that's...
That's
Caitlyn Jenner. Kris Jenner is the Kardashian.
I don't know who any of these people are.
That's okay.
Well,
that's all right. I didn't expect you guys to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's
I'm just saying that Taylor
I'm
Swift
talking
works
about 13.
Hard. I know. Taylor Swift works hard. Look at all of these coincidences, or so we think coincidences.
They're not a coincidence.
Exactly. That's
They're
what I'm
not
saying.
A coincidence.
The devil works hard, but Taylor Swift works hard to get all these coincidences.
Long ago, when I was a small child on YouTube, there was a video that was just trying to tie Taylor Swift into the Illuminati back when the Illuminati was like the real big conspiracy theory. One of the things was that she always has 13 tracks in her albums, even though 13 is like an unlucky number, and most tracks have like 11.
Mm.
Or most albums, I should say, have like 11.
So because she has an unlucky number of songs in her albums, that's Illuminati?
There was more than that, but like that was just one of the things I remembered when he brought up the fact that 13 was a thing.
Okay. Got it.
It was a TikTok video I saw.
Oh my gosh, 87, like, Travis Kelce's number, like, minus 100, 13. It's like he was born knowing he was going to be with Taylor Swift.
What's the 100 come from?
Yeah, isn't it just 13 on its own? If you take his jersey, why do you have to subtract it from 100?
I don't know. What do you mean? Why would you have to subtract it from 100? That's like the whole number.
Because his number is 87.
Yes.
So the difference is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but where'd you get the 100?
Oh, the 100's not that relevant. I was just.
I don't think that 13 is all that relevant. We could all get to 13.
Okay, I know.
I'm sorry.
The difference is just funny.
So,
Super Bowl prediction.
49ers.
I think the 49ers are going to win, and I'm going to give the 49ers. I'm thinking. Let me think here. I think I'm going to give the 49ers. I'll give the 49ers 31 to. I'll give it 30 to 27.
I will say the Chiefs. By 10.
The Chiefs 24-13.
Oh, I don't think it'll be that big a spread.
You don't think so?
That's 11. You stepped over the 10.
Okay. Don't get anything crazy there. What numbers, though, specifically? You just said by 10.
By 10, I think it'll be what will it be?
Scott's got to do some math so he can determine some football scores.
21-28.
Okay.
So maybe a little under 10.
There's no field goals in this game.
I don't think there will be.
Okay. Interesting.
This is a throwing game.
Yeah, I think there's going to be field goals, too.
Well, I think there is.
I mean, it's always a throwing game, but, you know, if it gets the fourth down and it's like fourth and 13 and you can kick a field goal for a free 3 points, you might as well just kick a field goal.
But I think the
goal.
Point spread is irrelevant at this game because I think it's just who wins, and that's what we're talking about here.
Well, I mean, people bet on the point
They don't ask
spread,
you how much right? you won by. They just ask you if you won.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess.
Close only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes. Is that
horseshoes and hand grenades?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
There are other things that close counts in, but yes, that's a couple of them.
That's the saying, though.
But any, oh yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying it backward too, yeah. So I obviously don't know it that well.
No, I know you don't. But anyway, that's where we are. So two Chiefs, one 49ers, but the Chiefs can't lose even if they do lose.
I'll
you know
disagree,
who still wins
okay.
no matter what? Travis Kelce.
Well, until they break up, which that's going to be a whole mess for that boy.
Speaking of which, did you hear about Taylor Swift's new album coming out?
I did not.
What? She announced it at the Grammys. She won.
Oh, she did win at the Grammys.
Yes.
I heard about that.
Yes, she won another Grammy for Album of the Year, and she announced that she's releasing another album. It's called The Tortured Poets Department, and she released like the names of some of the song titles, and I think she's really about to dig into her ex, and I'm really excited for it.
She did this at the Grammys?
She announced the like title of the album, not like the song title.
She did this. Who's she going to dig into?
Her ex, Joe Alwyn, that we've talked about before. The one of like 6 years. Yes, we have.
Oh, did we?
Yes, because you're always like, Taylor Swift doesn't date the same people, but she dated this guy for like 6 years. So they were like together for a long time, but like, I think he did her dirty, and we're going to hear about it, and I'm excited for it.
This boy better watch out. I'm telling you. As soon as this CD sells, then she's going to need more material.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe now she'll be on her lover era again, and she'll just write love songs.
No. This poor boy. You know what? Somebody asked me earlier today if I listen to Taylor Swift, and in my mind, I think I don't. But I had a mix on today as I was driving home, and one of the songs that came on was... Do you know what it was?
No.
Take a guess. It was a Taylor Swift song, obviously.
Our song.
No.
Shake It Off.
No. Paper Rings.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I did a... But it's because I did a podcast at one point called Paper Rings. It was during the height of that thing. I had two people on with me. We did... I don't know how it got called that, to be honest with you.
Was it because of Taylor Swift?
I'm sure it was. Okay. I mean, it was the popularity of the song at the time.
So this isn't your first show where you've talked heavily about Taylor Swift?
Well, we weren't talking heavily about her in those days. I think the title of the show just came from that song because it was very popular at that time.
Oh, okay. I got it.
And that was a love you song, you know, Marry You with Paper Rings.
Yeah. No, I used to listen to Taylor Swift long ago, probably 7 to 10 years ago.
Back in the like Fearless era?
I couldn't even tell you. Like I think Our Song was like a big thing then. Mm-hmm. And she did a song with like Tyga or something.
Oh, okay.
I mean there was more obviously, but I haven't listened to Taylor Swift in years.
Well, I bet they play some of the first songs of the Super Bowl as like little intros and outros and stuff. I'm excited for that.
I don't think they cannot not talk to her. I think that would be completely irrelevant. What's the difference then?
They haven't talked to her in previous games.
This is the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I don't think they'll talk to her.
One of the teams are going to win, and they're going to find Taylor Swift in the crowd and be like, Taylor Swift, this team just won the Super Bowl. What are you doing next? And she's going to say,
Breaking up with my boyfriend is what's going on there.
No, she's not.
We have got to go to break because it's that time of the show. But we've also got, we still haven't talked a lot about Valentine's Day. We're not going to do the Super Bowl anymore because we've already done that. But we've got another Taylor Swift story, the one that dominated the morning this morning. And we'll continue on with that when we come back on the other side of this short but important break. So go get your
cheese dip
and have some fun and come back with us. It's going to be big.
And started looking around.
I love it.
But the Bozo voice was right about here, and it was a lot more adenoidal than mine, and that was pretty much it. You know, of course, we had the standard "Hey, that's me," which I